The name is Manning. Quentin Manning. My detective work has recently solved the most challenging case of my career. Who knew that ferrets could cause such distress in an educational institution? In addition, I succeeded in getting the Burmick twins to confess to a number of their crimes. So while there was much to celebrate, there was still one mystery. Why hadn't I heard from Rip Sturgeon, the creator of Deke Benchley, my role model for being a detective for justice? Little did I know that a series of events would lead to the resolution of this, perhaps the greatest mystery. It all started one afternoon after school. See you later, Mom. I'm riding my bike over to Sam's.
Actually, Quentin, I need your help to get ready for the guests coming to dinner.
Mom, I need to go. We have important work.
I'm sorry, honey, but the guests will be here soon. They're important, too.
Look what I have! Ta-da!
It's a computer.
Not a computer, the computer. I've cracked the code of the universe.
Well, I didn't know the universe had a code.
Everything has a code, and of course, I'm overstating because of my excitement. The code to the universe cannot be contained in one person's brain. What I mean to say is that I've figured out how to access information from the Unosphere.
I've never heard of the Unosphere.
No one has. I just made up the word. But there is a fabric in the universe hitherto undetected with information of all modes woven into its threads. Not just who won yesterday's baseball game, or tomorrow's, but emotional waves of sentient creatures, the language of trees, the songs of worms, and how many rolls of toilet paper are in the storage room of the local supermarket. This is the Unosphere, and I have access to it. On a very limited basis.
Wow, Dad.
Yes, wow, to put it mildly.
But I still don't understand why Mom is interfering with my plans.
Who knows? It's our job to bother you. But perhaps you'd like to see this work. Which reminds me, what is the name of that author who won't write back to you?
You mean Rip Sturgeon?
Yes. And his publisher?
Broadswipe Books.
Yes! Look, a letter for you.
That doesn't have much to do with your computer, Finny.
No, but I discovered it on my desk underneath the computer when I lifted it up.
Dad, again?
Here you go. Open it. Or perhaps I could ask the Unosphere what's inside it.
Thanks. I'll open the envelope. There's another envelope inside it. It's handwritten. Wait. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
What's oh my gosh?
What is it, Quentin?
Dear Quentin, please accept my sincere apologies for not answering your letters until now. They have only recently come into my possession. This is a letter from Rip Sturgeon, the real live author!
Wonderful!
Stupendous! Read on!
It seems that an intern put them in a folder and then returned to college without bothering to pass them on! I knew it! I was so happy to read through all of them and find a kindred spirit. Kindred spirit? Rip Sturgeon called me a kindred spirit! I have enjoyed reading about your cases, and they have given me things to think about as I move forward with the Deke Benchley series. I look forward to future correspondence. I would like to address your concern about the apparent misspelling of Deke Benchley's office manager, Marigold DeWitt. Since you are a detective, I will not give you the answer except to tell you the spelling is intentional. And when you solve this puzzle, as I'm sure you will know more about the author of the Deke Benchley series than any other reader. A new Deke Benchley book is about to be published, and further clues are contained within. Many thanks for your interest, your letters, and your commitment to justice for all. Sincerely, Rip Sturgeon. Wow.
That's wonderful, Quentin.
A great deal of information, but perhaps we could ask my new device more about this author, whatever his name is.
I've got to tell my friends.
Well, you'll see them very soon.
What do you mean?
We're having a little dinner party with your friends.
What? Who?
Sam and his grandmother.
Really? You invited them?
Maybe that's them now at the front door. Could you answer it?
I don't believe this.
Hi, Quentin.
Hi, Sam. I didn't know you were coming over.
I didn't either. My mom just told me. You remember my Nana.
Hi.
Hello, Quentin. How lovely to see you again. You should call me Nana like Sammy does. I'm everybody's grandmother.
Here's Sam's family.
So lovely to meet Quentin's parents. Sammy talks about him constantly.
Hello. Welcome. Sam is such a good friend to Quentin.
Welcome to our humble abode.
I bring quesadillas.
Right this way. I happen to have some mango salsa.
Quentin, I've got something really important to tell you.
Me too.
Look at these pages.
They look like your grandma's memoir.
No, just read a page of them.
Trapped in the shark cage, his transmitter destroyed by the salt water, he found himself at the mercy of Count Vermiculite. Not a good place to be. His only hope was that Frank would have noticed the last message he had sent, encrypted though it was. Wait, this is a Deke Benchley story.
I know.
I don't understand it. I don't recognize this story.
It's a new one. I went down into her office this afternoon to get our notes, and while I was looking for something to eat in her desk drawer, I found this.
Oh my gosh. Your grandmother is Rip Sturgeon.
She doesn't look like a Rip Sturgeon.
Yes, the letter from Broadswipe Books proves it. It's her nom de plume.
What are you talking about?
Quentin, please help out. There's someone else at the door.
Someone else? You invited someone else?
Yes. That nice girl named Sydney, with her mother.
You invited Sydney Plum?
Yes. Well, she did help you with the ferrets, right?
What?
And I think her mother might have helped you with her keys. Keys are good.
What?
Answer the door.
Hi, Quentin.
Hi.
This wasn't my idea.
Mine either. Hello, Mrs. Plum. Come on in.
Hello, Quentin. I brought some tater tots from the cafeteria.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Can I?
I have to heat them up.
My parents are in the kitchen, right through there.
I think I figured something out.
Did you find the missing ReadyMark card?
No. I was looking over the last Deke Benchley book, and I noticed that he changed offices.
You were looking at Deke Benchley books?
Yeah, so what?
You read Deke Benchley books?
Among other things.
Guess what, Sydney? I think we know who Rip Sturgeon is.
Well, I don't know who he is, but I realized his description of his office matches a building on the corner of a street just 4 blocks from here. So I'm wondering if the author actually lives here.
We already knew that.
It's my Nana.
Attention, everyone. Please gather round.
Dad.
Exciting news. One reason we've invited you over is to demonstrate my access to the Unosphere on my prototype computer, the Phaedra X.7. I've programmed it to answer any question, and I would like to ask it a question that is on everyone's mind.
When is dinner?
Oh, very clever, my dear Samuel. But no, the question is, where does Rip Sturgeon live? Let's ask it.
Dad.
Oh, great Phaedra X.7, where is the domicile of the mystery writer?
Quentin, please get the door.
Who could that be?
I forget who else I invited.
Ms. Zeta Bite.
Quentin, I brought some microwave dumplings. Is your father here?
Yes, he is. He's about to test his new computer, the Phaedra X7.
The X.7? Oh my gosh, I wonder what happened to the earlier models.
A bad question. Come on in. Mom, Dad, everyone, this is Ms. Zetabyte, the IT person at school.
The illustrious Zetabyte? Who rescued a completely compromised computer system with her bare hands and saved the whole town, if not the universe?
Mr. Manning.
Phineas to you, or Finny is fine, or your humble servant.
Wow, I can't believe you're real.
Ha! So it appears. You're just in time for the demonstration of the Unosphere, the fabric of the universe.
You mean?
I do.
If anyone can.
We'll see. Here we go. Oh, great Phaedra X.7, where, oh, where is the domicile of the illustrious writer Rip Sturgeon? Query received. As a prototype, its speed is slightly compromised.
Easily adjusted.
Exactly! Prototype!
Quentin!
Who else?
Someone else. I can't remember.
Quentin Manning?
Yes.
Sign for this.
What is it?
No idea. Sign here.
Thanks. It looks like a book.
Wow. Look at the screen.
Full color spectrum. Frequencies heretofore unobtainable.
Holy cow!
What is it?
It's the new Deke Benchley book. It's not even out yet. It says uncorrected proof.
What's it called?
Number 47, the case of the missing author.
Look, Phineas, a map is up on the screen.
Aha! Aha! Again! The spatial orientation software is working. It should hone in on the domicile.
It seems like it's zooming in on our town.
That's strange. No, it's not. He lives here.
Look! Look at this dedication.
Let me see.
The book is dedicated to Tinian Quagman, Stu Quirstnum, and all of the other young detectives.
What weird names.
They are. And why not you and I, Sam? Who are these other young detectives, Tinian and Stu?
Zooming in? Closer? Closer?
Oh my goodness. It seems to be zooming in on... Quentin, please.
Who else?
Someone? I forget. Oh, those two boys.
What two boys? No, you couldn't have. The Burmicks?
That's it. Burmick.
You didn't.
Be a nice host.
Hey, Quentin.
Hey, Quentin.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks.
Actually, I didn't. Come on in.
The Burmicks! Hey, where did you get all those bags of cheese curls?
We brought them.
For the potluck.
Five bags.
Three from me.
No, three from me.
Give me that one. Three from me.
From me!
You guys, stop it! Give me the bag!
They're ours!
They're mine!
No, they're mine!
I brought them!
I'm older, so I can take three!
Stop it! You're destroying all the cheese curls!
Here, you take them, Sam.
Yeah, you like them.
You guys bring them inside.
I'll hold a couple of bags. Where did you get them anyway?
From Ready Mart.
For free!
Cause we found a gift card.
$50 worth.
What?
Yeah, in the gym, the night of the dance.
By the refreshment table, we've been feasting.
Like pigs.
All week.
Here, have a bag.
Location attained!
What for are we looking?
Rip Sturgeon!
Oh, famous author.
How strange. Look! It seems to be centered
right over...
Our house?
Is one of you the author?
No.
No!
No, but the author is here.
Really?
Yes, we know who it is.
It's my Nana!
Me?
It's you, it's you!
No, my little monkey face, it's not me.
But you're writing a Deke Benchley book.
We have it right here.
See, Grandma? It's you, isn't it?
Give me that bag, Timmy.
It's mine, Jimmy.
No, I only wrote this story to make you happy. You like these detective novels, so I try my hand at one.
It's not you?
No, stories make Sam happy, so...
Dr. Manning.
Finny.
Finny? I wonder if there's something wrong with the coefficient.
Yes?
You know, this would explain why the calculations are slightly off.
You mean...
Yes. The Manning coefficient. The bagel parameter.
Zounds! Of course! The wrong universe in the multiverse, but so close, so close. A slight adjustment. Let me enter the derivation if I can remember it.
I've got it in my head.
Brilliant! Be my guest!
Well, just about everyone's here.
Mom, I'm wondering if maybe you invited Dolores Krupler.
Oh, no.
I left a message at her house, but she never responded.
She probably didn't receive it. I'm sure she'd be here.
It's such a small adjustment, but it makes all the difference. Like rearranging one or two letters in a word puzzle.
An anagram, so to speak.
That's it! Of course!
What is it?
An anagram!
There you go with impossible words. A what?
An anagram. Letters rearranged. I am an idiot!
Hardly.
Nope.
Not close.
An anagram. The dedication!
Quentin, that's probably Mrs. Dimwitty.
Of course!
Hello, Quentin.
Hello, Mrs. Dimwitty. Or should I say Marigold DeWitt? Or maybe Rip Sturgeon?
Good for you.
I was blind. I should have known.
Not necessarily. Benny the Bunny was a serious red herring.
Please, come in. Everyone, this is Mrs. Dimwitty. She lives next door, and...
Got it! You were right, Ms. Zettabyte!
You can call me Athena.
Excellent. It's focusing in now? Moving from our house? Reorienting? Wait, it's just moving a little. Stopping right next door? Strange.
That's because Rip Sturgeon lives next door in Mrs. Dimwitty's house.
He does?
He is a she. Mrs. Dimwitty is Rip Sturgeon.
Oh!
And Quentin figured it out.
After you gave me all the clues.
Every detective needs them.
I told you you should get to know her.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
Me neither.
Or me.
Give me that back.
It's mine.
Quentin. It's normal at the end of a mystery for the hero to explain his process and what he discovered.
Unless it's a she.
Oh, you're so right. My apologies. Quentin.
Well, first of all, If I had done what my mom suggested and talked more to Mrs. Dimwitty, I would have found out sooner.
Your mother is a genius.
But then Mrs. Dimwitty gave me a book of anagrams, saying if I liked to solve puzzles, these might help. And I did like the book, but I didn't realize it was a clue.
Still clueless here.
But then I got the letter.
My apologies for the intern's oversight.
And Rip.
You mean Mrs. Dimwitty?
Right, Mrs. Dimwitty, writing as Rip Sturgeon, told me the clues were in the books, and that there was a reason Marigold's name was misspelled. But I still didn't see, because it just so happens that Sam's grandma, Nana.
Is Grandma Nana an anagram?
It just so happens that she's been writing stories for Sam, and one of them was a Deke Benchley story.
You write these? They're so fun, I'd love to include them in my memoirs.
That was a red herring!
Exactly, Sam! But then I got the book and the dedication, which still didn't make any sense until I realized the names are really anagrams of Sam's and my name.
What?
Tinian Quakeman, Quentin Manning! Stu Kirstnum, Sam Turnquist!
Huh? Oh!
And it took my dad saying the word anagram out loud for everything to click.
A detective's intuition.
Intuition is the subconscious assembling of clues into a new insight.
Brilliant, Athena!
So, I realized all at once that Marigold's name was just part of the anagram. Marigold DeWitt is an anagram for Gloria Dimwitty, the author of the Benny the Bunny books that I loved. And I realized that...
Just as I knocked on the door. You really are a detective.
With a lot to learn.
You're the best detective at Marlowe Middle School.
Actually, the only.
Maybe not.
What?
I've been thinking about forming my own detective agency.
Sydney, don't you want to be in ours?
Sam!
Please?
Let's not worry about that now.
No. It's time to eat. The pizza is about to come out of the oven.
I love pizza.
More than cheese curls.
Pizza, cheese curls, and tater tots. Quentin, you were right. Sometimes there is a banquet for detectives.
And I am happy to use the Phaedra X.7 to play a surround sound, full orchestral performance of Mahler's Fifth.
Where are the speakers, Finny?
The whole house is a speaker. Watch and listen.
Dad, no.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very dark.
Whoops.
We can fix that.
I'll get the candles.
The mystery was solved. Mrs. Dimwitty was very kind to overlook my failings, but I took comfort from her observation that all detectives need clues. And now, I had a genius author and master of mystery living right next door, who also happened to write about bunnies. I was a detective, and I had a very capable assistant. I was troubled that I might have competition in the detective business, but perhaps it would spur me on to greater accomplishments. Or perhaps, just perhaps, the agency should expand? Whatever. For the present, I'm content. Until next time, if there is one, I remain your faithful servant, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
Quentin?
Yeah?
Could I have one of your tater tots?
Sure.
Thanks so much for listening to Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. If you've enjoyed it, we hope you tell a friend about it, and we hope you go back and listen to previous seasons of the Kaboom podcast.
Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice was created and written by Bill Harley. It was directed by Sam Payne and produced by Sam Payne, Brian Tanner, Heather Bigley, and Wendy Folsom, with special thanks to Don Shaline, Ian Puente, Sandra Latham, and Sarah Collins.
The cast for the full series included Ben Butters as Quentin Manning, Enoch Ellis as Sam Turnquist, Mia Bagley as Sydney Plum, Will and Sam Smith as Jimmy and Timmy Burmick, Sam Payne as Mr. Clacker, Vice Principal in Charge of Discipline, Bill Harley as Phineas Manning, Stephanie Brineholt as Gaia Manning, Chris Peterson as Gladiolus Plum, Dallin Diaz as Dolores Crupler, Haley Nebaker as Miss Turbot, Heather Bigley as Mrs. Furble, Liz Christensen as Ms. Zetabyte, Becca Hurley as Ms. Paradiddle, Camry Bagley Fox as Ms. Matisse, Ben Bagley as Coach Hurt, Stephanie Rollheiser as Nana Anna, and Lisa Valentine Clark as Gloria Dimwitty.
The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel, with support from Kason Renshaw, with engineering, editing, sound design, and mixing by the team of James Call, Dan Carlisle, Hannah Everett, Joshua Fouts, Luke Gunnarsson, Brandon Haney, Mark Hansen, Clark Jackman, Brandon Lewis, Kiplin Merrill, Kelsey Ney, Bridger Nebaker, Ashton Parkinson, Kevin West, and Carly Wilson. Our production assistants were Hannah Harlan, Eva Dane Hendricks, and Trent Horton.
Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, is a production of BYU Radio.